Kangaroos, yes, we're looking forward to the Four Nations. We're hoping the Kangaroos play well. We're assuming they are going to.
Of course, the Four line
will be okay, even though there's some of the senior players out through injury. We've got some nice debutants stepping in under NRL form. Their form line has been outstanding, and Aaron Woods will be there. He joins us now. G'day, Aaron.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thanks for coming on. This is massive for you, mate. How are you feeling?
Mate, I'm over the moon, actually.
I bet.
Got told yesterday that we'll be starting, so couldn't be any happier.
Well, mate, you've got to start. You're the only prop, mate.
Yeah, it's unreal at the moment, to be honest with you. Gigi told us yesterday, and yeah, mate, I've been that happy. Can't believe it.
And how's the preparation been? Has it been hard work?
Yeah, mate, we got into camp on Friday. We did all our sort of meetings on the Friday, then Saturday, Sunday we got touched up and a lot of defence. It has been a pretty tough start to the week, but yeah, we've just been practicing a lot of the combinations as well, so it's been a good week so far.
Mate, you've already got a couple of Origin series under your belt, Aaron, which is, you know, the fiercest of all competitions. It's an unfair question, but the thrill of getting a Blues jumper and the thrill of getting a Kangaroo jumper, they're both great achievements. How do you rate them?
Well, this is the first Kangaroos one I got, and it's probably, I'd say it's probably our highest honour because you're representing your country. So I'm that stoked at the moment to get it. And, mate, any representative jumper I'm happy to get. So,
sure.
But I think, obviously, the Kangaroos is probably the highest.
Yeah. And, mate, I hear, because obviously these matches are going to be played, I'll just tell, 5:30 is going to be England up against Samoa. Then you're the second of the doubleheader up against the Kiwis at around that 7:30 mark. They look like a crowd of 40,000 plus. Is there a buzz in the town about the footy?
It was a bit quiet at the start of the week because they had all the union up here, so there was a lot of the union people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, starting to get a lot more people flying to town now. It's going to be later on in the week, and, yeah, you're seeing a lot more rugby league fans now.
Hmm. Mate, great expectation on the Kangaroos. Has Tim tried to deal with that, or he doesn't mention it?
Yeah, he hasn't mentioned it at all. We've been training, and he's just sort of just giving us our role, what he wants us to do, and that's pretty much it. He hasn't really sort of expected us to win every game. He just told us to take it game by game. Don't go any further.
Mate, it'll be good for you with, obviously, Robbie Farah there in the front row alongside you. And then, can you tell us a little bit about the other debutants? Because you've got Dylan Walker, Josh Mansour, Tupou, and also Aidan Guerra. But what are the new guys like? Do they slot in or do they look nervous?
No, they slot in pretty easy, actually. I think Dylan Walker and Alex Johnson, their confidence is through the roof. We've been in the grand final. I think Josh Mansell had a massive year. And Tupou, he's played Origin as well. So, and Guerra's played Origin. So, no one's really nervous, to be honest with you.
Just that Sione Matautia. Mate, he's only a teenager. He's only played 8 National Rugby League games. He'd be wrapped to be there. Is he shy or does he sort of fit in as well?
Mate, you wouldn't be able to tell he's going to play 8 games. He's going to be a superstar, I reckon. He's a gun. But, mate, all the boys are fitting very well. As I said, you couldn't tell who the older blokes and the younger blokes are.
Okay.
With their attitude, it's been an unreal camp so far.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant stuff, mate. Just on the Tigers, you've got the new coach stepping in. There'll be changes there, and everyone's hoping they're positive changes.
Yeah, we've had a whole new staff come in from what I've been told. I've been in there, so I spoke to Jason once when he spoke to the whole group. So he just said when I get back from camp we'll have a chat, and yeah, so made a new start and new beginning. So you just got to go in with positive mind frame and ready to rip and tear.
And speaking of positive mind frame, mate, how's the body and the mind? I guess more importantly, it's a very, very long NRL season. Do you feel the team is fresh and ready to go after a long year?
Yeah. A couple of us are pretty fresh. We didn't play semi, so we had a month off.
Yeah.
But the other boys, they didn't get flogged as hard. They sort of monitored them a bit, and we had a game in Papua New Guinea as well. So, the boys are ready to go. We're pretty fresh, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that's good, Aaron.
You've been up there twice, haven't you? It's quite remarkable, I imagine, mate, just seeing the vision.
In Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, in PNG, yeah.
Yeah, it's different. They love the rugby league, mate. We're like gods over there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How much talk about Jared Hayne?
Yeah.
Not too much, to be honest with you. I suppose we spoke about it the first day we're in, and that's it, really. We haven't really spoken about it too much. Just said that it was a massive shock to all of us, and, yeah, we've got to get on with our job.
No thoughts of switching codes, mate?
No, no chance in the world.
and mate, have you sat down and had a look at the Kiwis yet? You know their history of causing upsets in some of these big championships against the Kangaroos. And I saw Greg Inglis say, oh, they haven't really, he doesn't know who's in the Kiwi side. Have you guys had a look at them yet?
We saw their side got announced yesterday. Tim sort of went through us, but we had a few things we had to do, like coaching clinics and a few meetings. But I think we'll go through that today. All I know is that I think the winger's going to pull out with a broken foot. That's all we know so far.
Yeah, that's a bit of a shame for him. He's the teenage sensation from Penrith. So that's a shame for him. Aaron, good to chat.
Good on you, Aaron.
Good to chat, mate. Good luck on the weekend, and let's hope that big crowd turns up.
Definitely, can't wait.
Well done. Aaron Woods there. He's the Kangaroos prop, and they're up there in Brisbane. Australia, $1.26. New Zealand, $4. England, $1.17. Samoa, $5.25. At tab.com.au.